This is a commutation phase one hearing for Paul Sprague, ADC number 307864. Mr. Sprague is 31 years old and serving a seven-year sentence for manslaughter and has a consecutive three-year sentence for aggravated assault. Additionally, in this same incident, which occurred on February 22, 2015, he received a three-and-a-half-year sentence for endangerment, 1 year for criminal damage, and a DUI charge, which will carry a five-year probation. There were also three counts that were dismissed per the plea agreement that he accepted in this case. Mr. Sprague, on February 22, 2015, Mr. Sprague was driving in the area of Tucson Boulevard and Valencia Road, and he exited a bar and was traveling at a high rate of speed, lost control of the vehicle, crossed over the median, and collided head-on with a vehicle. One person was killed as a result of this, and a 12-year-old minor victim was in the vehicle as well. The 61-year-old woman was pronounced dead after suffering blunt force trauma to her torso, and it lacerated her aorta. At the time, Mr. Sprague's blood alcohol content at 7:21 p.m. Was 0.243. He has no discipline at all in the correction system and has completed a number of programs, so parenting, Money Smart, Thinking Straight, Relapse Prevention, Cultural Diversity. And he does have some support letters. I also want to note that we have a letter from victim in this case who says, next February marks the four-year anniversary of my mother's death. And by the way, this letter is dated, was received by the parole office on December 12, 2018. Next February marks the four-year anniversary of my mother's death. On that day, Paul, meaning Mr. Sprague, took someone away very special to us while also putting my nephew in danger, who could have lost his life as well. This tragedy has affected my whole family, and we are still not over what could have been prevented if Paul Sprague would not have been under the influence of alcohol. Mr. Sprague had a career prior to this in the military, and evidently just chose to drink and drive that day. As to whether his sentence was excessive, the presumptive sentence for this crime is 5 years for the manslaughter crime, and as a minimum of 4, a maximum of 10, Mr. Sprague received 7 years. And I cannot guess what was in the judge's mind, but he or she may have considered all of the factors of this case, considering Mr. Sprague's career, military career, and his lack of prior criminal history. This is his first, and these are his only felony convictions. But considering all of the facts in this case, I do not see the 7 years as an excessive. Mr. Sprague is actually asking for a five-year reduction in his sentence, which would cause him to go to his consecutive sentence. That date is in the past. As of November 9th, 2016, he would have gone to his consecutive sentence. But I do not see the seven-year sentence for manslaughter in which a woman lost her life as an excessive sentence. But I would listen to fellow board members on this. Do you have your comments? Based on all of the information in this case, then I'm going to make a motion that we not pass the application of Mr. Paul Sprague that we not recommend that to pass to phase two.
Second. Agreed.
Okay, motion by myself, seconded Mr. Johnson. Agreed. Mr. Neal, Mr. Quinones. And the recommendation is not to pass to phase two. The application of Paul Sprague, ADC number 307864. And this concludes his hearing.